Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's no joy without pain. There's no sunshine without rain. You need up and down. This is how the world works.
As a man, you must build yourself. And I agree that society puts huge pressure on men, and it's time for men to perform. As a man, you either perform or you don't. There's no safety net. The men who say, I can't feel like it, cannot compete with the men who do not say that. And it's player versus player. The man who goes to the gym every single day, regardless of how he feels, will always beat the man who goes to the gym when he feels like going to the gym. And it's player versus player.
A good man controls himself. I have absolute self-control. Emotional control is absolutely and utterly important as a man. You need to understand as a man, there are certain principles under which you act, regardless of how you feel.
Bam.
I can wake up in a terrible mood. Nice. I can wake up sad. I can ache. I can have a busy day, stressed, etc. I will complete the same tasks as if I woke up in a fantastic mood. I'll do the same things because how I feel has no bearing on the things I'm going to do with my day because I have duty to myself. There is no light without dark. You will not appreciate your six-pack unless you didn't have one and you had to earn it. That's how the world works. So when I talk to these dudes, like, oh, but it's, you know what, Tate? Yeah, I agree, but you know, it's hard. It's hard. Of course it is. It's supposed to be. And if you're not cut out for it, then fuck off and live a normal existence and die. Sit there, letting other men enjoy the spoils of being a man, and fucking die. If that's what you want to do, is just sit there and exist, and then be fade into history unremembered, that's your decision. If you want to level up your character, then you need to get out here and do it. You need to be around brave men. You need to get some balls. You need to get your network together. You need to be paying attention. Listen to the truth. Humble yourself. Stop sitting there with an ego. That's the game. But I made myself this way. I wasn't born this way. I absolutely and utterly made myself this way. And any single one of you men out here can do the same thing. I was always looking for, I wouldn't say happiness or contentment, but I was always looking to try and break out of the 9-to-5, just the normal monotony of day-to-day life.
I think that men have a very unique life path, and it's very difficult to try and achieve status as a man. It's not easy to stand out from the crowd. And even what women expect of an important man, you need to be smart, charismatic, intelligent, strong, have a nice car, nice apartment, good network, good friends. You need to be able to handle stress. You need to be competent. There's so many things you need to be able to do. It's difficult for a young man to even have all these things. You need to start leveling up your mentality, your spirituality. You need to level up your ability.
Physicality.
There's so many different ways you can level up, like a video game character, right? Once you have all the unlimited money, you can then start ticking all the stacks boxes.
Knowledge.
No. When guys say to me, okay, well, how do I make women respect me? Well, I say, well, how do you respect yourself? That's the first thing. No one's going to respect you if you don't respect yourself. Mm. Do other men respect you? Like, what? Yeah. How do you act in a way that commands respect from anybody? I say, look, if you focus on yourself and make yourself be who you are, being a high-value male, women will detect it and it won't be so difficult for you.
You have to respect yourself first. And how does a woman respect a man? When she sees that he respects himself and other men respect. You need to understand that the world you live in as a man, in my personal view, has been very purposefully constructed. It's been constructed in a way to destroy your masculine power. And the future of the world, especially in the West, is a further encroachment on your sovereign ability, your sovereign thoughts, your base instincts, the things that make you happy. Absolutely nobody is concerned with male happiness on any level. They don't want you to be happy. They want you to be miserable. A miserable slave in a tax bracket. And you have to understand this. And the only way you can combat against it is to take significant action. You have to take significant action. You have to use the internet. It's the tool they're using. The internet is the tool they're using to brainwash the masses. You need to combat it and use their own tool against them to seek out the kind of information, knowledge, and friends that you need to have around you. You're going to be the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. So that if everyone understands that, as an intelligent person, you're going to be extremely careful and you're going to curate heavily the five people you hang around with. So you need to be aware of what's happening around you, and you need to create for yourself a social network of people who understand that and are doing their best to combat that.
That is the most basic imperative of the masculine frame, which has been destroyed in real time. They are trying to convince you that you should act how you feel. You should show more of your feelings. If you feel this way, you should show it. If you want to cry, cry. Look, I have no problem with guys crying. What I'm saying is the reason they're trying to bring out emotionality in you is most of the time you don't feel like doing the things you're supposed to do. But the true masculine frame throughout history was doing the things they didn't want to do, but they knew they had to do because they had honor and duty. When you remove self-control from men, not only do you get emasculated weak men, but what you also get is very dangerous men.
There are actually far less genuinely high-value men than there are pretty girls. You can go to any club in any country in the world. I've been to 72 countries. You can go to any club in any country in the world to see pretty girls. If you're going to find a young, in-shape, smart, tall, intelligent, rich man, it's extremely difficult to find. And that man has options. He has more options than a beautiful girl. And I'll tell you something.
There's always been a large proportion of men in the world who made the choice to stay where they are. And life for them wasn't that bad. But as we reach the future and as time goes on, you're going to notice now that the people who don't chase having a masculine network, if they're not going to be excellent upon themselves and they're not going to be plugged into a serious circle of achievers, their life's going to become terrible. You could just be a normal dude and your life really wasn't that bad. But now we live in a situation where you just can't just be a normal dude anymore. Being a normal dude is no longer an option.
So as a man, you have to be doing something to try and improve your status. There's lots of different ways to do it, right? But if you're a man with truly no status in society, now it's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard. So you have to understand that as a man, you've got to gear your life in a certain way. One of the easiest ways to get status is who you know, right? A lot of it's networking, and if you know the right people, you can get some status, at least off of them, to some degree. Every single man on earth with enough work can become one. That's the counter side, right? So there is hope at the end of the tunnel, but you got to get up and do it.
You know what I truly think a high-value man is?
Mm.
Okay, it's a few things, right? So there's the obvious evolutionary truths. The easiest way to be a high-value man is a man who's capable of violence. If you look at it from a biological trigger, it doesn't matter if he's got muscles or he's big or he's tall or whatever. Women understand from a biological perspective, they like a man who can fight.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if your man had money, a Ferrari, everything, but if you knew for a fact that any dude stepped to him, he'd get sparked, you wouldn't want him, right? So that's the first thing.
We're suffering from cowardice. We talk about all the problems in the world. It's easy to talk about them all. You could narrow them all down to the exact same thing.
Cowardice.
Masculine cowardice. All of it. All of this is masculine cowardice. That's all it is.
And you're not going to be able to imitate being a G. You have to go out there and you have to suffer as a man. You got to go through trauma to be a G as a man. Too many dudes out here are trying to imitate. That's what all this is. You're talking about game. You're trying to be something you're not. The real game is to be the man. That's the game.
As a man, you need to go through trauma. You need to go through difficult periods. You need to go through things which are extremely uncomfortable to become any kind of man of value. Every single woman on this panel, if you were to ask her to describe the kind of man she wants, she would describe a man who she thinks makes her feel safe, who is dominating, who is smart, who is charismatic, who is interesting, etc. You cannot be all of those things by accident. Any man who grows up with a very, very easy life, who never goes through anything, who's born with a silver spoon in his mouth, is the exact kind of punk which these women don't want to touch, right?
Right?
As a man, you need to suffer, and you will survive. You need to internalize it, not become a weirdo. Accept that the trauma is what's going to make you strong enough to become the kind of man that's respected by society, and you need to use it for your own advantage. As a man...
Introducing Wondersuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the Wondersuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise, and with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
You have not been through extremely difficult processes. You're never going to be a high-value man. So when you ask me that question, the answer is an answer you're not hoping for, because likely you've been avoiding trauma your whole life. Life is difficult. Everyone has bad news all the time. Things happen to people, and things are going to happen to everyone. And even if you live a perfect life, you're still going to have bad experiences to them relative. When people talk about, toxic masculinity and all this garbage, and we need to make men more feminine, that's not going to make men... It's not going to make the world safer.
Yeah.
Having a whole bunch of men who give into their emotions instantly is going to create more monsters. The reality of masculinity is controlling your emotions. This is the reality of being a man. But the tenets of masculinity since the dawn of time have been, I was afraid, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
This is the tenets of masculinity.
Courage.
Yeah. That's what courage is.
Yep.
I was afraid to storm the beaches of Normandy, but I did it anyway. I was afraid to stay in the Titanic, but I did it anyway. This is the whole tenets of masculinity. And now they're saying, oh, if you're afraid, just act afraid, be a person. I'm at a point now where I'm working for money. Bruises. I don't need it.
Yeah.
But I can't not do it. I have to. I don't know why I am exactly the way I am. Because I'm a very happy person, but I'm not content. Does that make sense? I'm very happy. I'm not miserable. I'm not depressed in any way. I'm super happy. But also, I'm not content.
There is no quick fix. There is no replication. There is no way you can falsify on a long...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.